From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. It's time for our Midsummer New Music Roundup. The music continues to pour in to Alt Latino World Headquarters, and I'm trying to keep track of as much of it as I possibly can. Now, this week we have a variety of sounds, as we often do, but I also want to start a conversation about music this week. More specifically, about music and culture, representation, and self-identification. The questions I want to ask, like, how do we define Latin music these days? And does it have some kind of identifying characteristic? Or what about music made by a musician who claims a Latin culture? Can we call that Latin music? Or does that term have any value at all anymore? We have six pieces of music, and I purposely tried to get as wide a variety of styles and genres as possible to explore this idea. I've interviewed some of the musicians that we're going to feature this week, and we'll get their thoughts, all while we discover new music to get us through the rest of the summer. Now I'm going to turn up the music I've been playing in the background. This is music from Brazil. This is a track by Brazilian musician Benjamin Taubkin, a pianist whose music falls in between the genres of jazz, classical, and all kinds of forms of Brazilian folkloric music. Now, he said by email from his home in Brazil that his music incorporates as many styles as he can, not just from Brazil, but from all over Latin America. This is a track from the new album Fronteras Imaginarias, Brazil and Colombia, featuring the Colombian saxophonist Antonio Arnedo, and you can hear how their music defies category. This is called Festa. You're listening to Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and we're playing new music and thinking deep thoughts. Next up is an album of Afro-Cuban spiritual music. The album's called Cantos, and it's by a group called Oconcolo, which is also the name of one of the hourglass-shaped bata drums used in Santeria. It's a well-crafted mix of secular music with jazz and other forms of music, the kind of mashup that really defies category, I think. And in another example of cross-influences, these three drummers are not all Cuban. Some of them are Puerto Rican. In a short video that was released with the album, leader Avi Rodriguez tries to explain the unexplainable.
I'm an American. I'm a Puerto Rican from New York. So the Cubans, they say, well, how can you play this? I tell him, don't ask me, ask God.
Jacob Plassey is the producer of this album. He was also the producer of the recent fabulous Cuban big band record, Orquesta Acocan. And in an email, he said, there is a really strong community in New York of musicians, DJs, dancers, and listeners of all nationalities that love the music that came from the fusion of cultures in Cuba. Some people in this community here in New York, he writes, were brought up with the music, and others found it through dance or through the community of musicians here. So, non-Cubans playing Cuban folkloric music. Can we still call it Cuban music? Of course we can. Barasuayo, mama, This week on Alt Latino, we're going through the mailbag and pulling out music for our midsummer new music roundup. And I do mean mailbag. I'm old school and I still ask for a physical product. Don't judge me, okay? And now Latin hip hop. Or is it just hip hop? In the next band's case, it's bilingual hip hop from both sides of the most used border crossing in the world at San Diego and Tijuana. The band is called Tu Lengua, and it's one of the bands I found, or they found me, at this year's LAMC. Now, they put out a mixtape, and the proceeds from which are going to a nonprofit that is helping immigrant families. Now, we're going to play a track called Don't Blow Your Cool, but before we hear the music, here's what they had to say about this week's topic. I wrote to them, how close are you to your ethnic identities, and how important is that to you? And here's the answer from band member Alan Lilienthal. He says, we are all very close to our ethnic roots, though each one of us in different ways. Amadi Jordan is black. I, Alan Lilienthal, am Mexican Jewish, and Jaime Mora is Mexican. We are inspired to celebrate our differences and show that Latinx culture is incredibly diverse. We are aware of the struggles our ancestors come from and are incredibly grateful for the opportunity to make music. He says, we infuse our roots into our music, and we want to contribute to making the music industry a place that celebrates all kinds of humans. The band again is Tu Lengua, and this is the track, Don't Blow Your Cool.
Don't blow your cool, man.
Don't blow your cool, man.
Yeah, don't blow your cool, man.
Yeah, don't blow. Homo sapien deep in my soul being. Get with it cause I'm Wu-Tang cream. And I see them walking around with their head heated. I'm the water, pour it on them, now I got them steaming. Ice A chain, if you're in proximity, yeah, you're freezing, just heathens. Now we leaving, got spit on toward the greenish. And away from demons, filling up this beat like some cleavage. The cleanest, ball like I'm from Cleveland, a genius.
Hey, hey. Don't blow my cool, man.
Hey, hey.
Don't blow it, don't blow it.
Hey, hey.
Don't blow my cool, man.
En el agujero del conejo me caí y no me quejo. Algunos ven al mundo enfermo, yo lo veo como espejo. Un reflejo de sueños, ilusiones, no me alejo. Poder en mano mala, poco a poco me emparejo. Bien lento podemos bailar. Alquimia, lumbre eterna, no se puede apagar. Nuestra luz, brujería, ¿quién nos puede matar? La energía es infinita, somos solo en el mar. Poder es nuestro.
Hey, hey. Don't blow my cool, man.
Hey, hey.
Relaja tu motor, hombre.
Hey, hey.
Don't blow my cool, man.
A few weeks ago, we introduced a new feature on the Alt Latino blog that we want to tell you about here on the show, if you haven't already noticed it. It's a weekly Spotify playlist featuring 5 new songs every week. Alt Latino contributor Stephanie Fernandez is the curator of the list, and she's here to tell you more about it. Stephanie, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Okay, so we're doing fewer one song blog posts on our blog, and this is a way to cover a bunch of music at one time. Okay, what's the deal with this? Fill us in. What are we doing?
So our weekly Alt Latino playlist is a Spotify exclusive playlist, and it publishes every Wednesday around 7 a.m. And that features not only the playlist itself on Spotify, but a collection of our thoughts on the Alt Latino team on our website on npr.org/music.
And of course, we have the Alt Latino Hive, the Alt Latino team, contributing like short little blurbs about each song.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what do you look for when you're selecting the songs?
Well, I think the first thing I look for is just diversity in genre. Of course, Alt Latino was born as a program that highlights alternative music, but that's grown to mean so many different things. And now Latin music itself is proving to be an alternative to a lot of mainstream pop listeners in the American market, and all of that. So I think the first thing I look for is diversity of genre. I like to include a lot of the smaller artists, more up-and-coming smaller label artists or independent artists, but also love to feature bigger pop hits. We've featured, you know, Daddy Yankee on the playlist. We've featured Nati Natasha from Dominican Republic, and a couple other quite big name artists. And now we're also trying to do premieres on the playlist as well. So pitch us your stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And of course, for the musicians out there listening, the independent musicians, there's a proviso that the songs have to be on Spotify.
Yes. It is a Spotify playlist after all. So if it's not on Spotify, we can include it.
Okay. So do you have any help wading through all of these releases?
I do. I do, of course, from yourself, Felix, as well as the help of Coral Murphy, who is the current diversity intern at NPR. Shout out to you, Coral. We all have very different approaches towards new music. We're all really, we consider ourselves junkies of new music, so we're always listening, always looking for new stuff. Of course, I always look on Spotify, always kind of search across Google to see what people are listening to, what people are looking up. Twitter is a great place to find new music. So I'm just kind of trying to find from a bunch of different sources, and the three of us synthesize them together.
So, and as you so eloquently put it on another show, you're the cool prima finding all the cool new music, and I'm Teo Felix still doing his Teo Felix thing. So there's a mix of stuff on the playlist.
I think in so many different kinds of Latin musics, there's this unifying spirit among so much of it. And so many of us are open to hearing new things. I consider us a very open-minded community in many ways, especially in the music community. So I like to include trap music as well as, you know, some mambo or some 15-minute dance track or all that kind of good stuff.
Now let's put on our deep thinking hats, okay? How does this reflect the role of streaming in Latin music and in popular music in general?
Great question. So as we've seen with recent data, like the mid-year Nielsen reports that just came out, streaming is, of course, more popular now than ever, and it's found a specific niche within Latino listeners and within the Latin genre. What that means is that in the different kinds of ways that people listen to music, whether it's digital sales or physical album sales, which you can imagine are very small now, among Latin music listeners, streaming is the highest number, which means that for this genre especially, as much as you can call it a single genre, for Latin music, streaming is by far the most popular way to listen to music. And so much of it, especially from younger artists, is happening on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's often coming out on SoundCloud first, or on Facebook even, or on Twitter. It's coming out on non-conventional formats and often then going to Spotify or then going to Apple Music.
So this is a way for us to keep their finger on the pulse.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And what I love about this playlist is that it's reliable. Every week you can come to it and see what we're loving from the last week in terms of new releases and maybe something that you wouldn't have heard.
Okay, so we're going to tease a couple of songs from this week's playlist. What'd you bring?
So we have two very different tracks for you today, just to give you a sample of how diverse this playlist really is. The first is a find from Coral. This is Triste by Bryant Myers featuring Bad Bunny. Both are Latin trap artists from Puerto Rico.
Tú vienes a mis pensamientos cuando estoy fumando. Tantos recuerdos que tengo de ti. Rondando en mi mente, no puedo borrarlos. Solo me queda aguantarlos.
Triste, mami, me siento triste. Muerdo siempre que pienso que tú chingas con otro. Ya no hay remedio para arreglar lo de nosotros. Ya está roto.
Tal vez no te pienso, pero no te olvido. Tal vez yo te extraño, pero no lo digo. Tal vez no cumplí nada de lo que juré. Tal vez tus heridas nunca las curé.
Tal vez no te pienso, pero no te olvido. Tal vez yo te extraño, pero no. Promete serte mi esposa. Ahora solo te quedan espinas. Porque yo mismo odio los pétalos de la rosa. Si que te mentí, sé que te tapé. Que por mí en el amor ya tú perdiste la fe. Te extraño en la mañana tu beso y la taza de café. Los bellos que veo en el cine. Y después que corre el patine. Te juro que me falta el alma. Que por mi culpa esto se termine. Caminando solo por San Juan. Contando todos los adoquines. Pensando en la última vez que contigo yo me vine.
And we are playing portions of the songs because you want to be able to hear the whole songs on the playlist. Okay, what's next?
Next, we have something entirely different. This is Ritmo de mi Pueblo by Making Movies with Las Cafeteras.
Okay, Stephanie, before we play this last track, where can we find this Spotify playlist?
You can find it under the title Alt Latino on Spotify.
One, two, three, four.
Okay, next up, an album that came out in May, but I think still deserves your attention. Elio Villafranca is a pianist from Cuba who makes his home here in New York now. He has a number of albums out under his own name, and he released an album called Cinque. Cinque is a five-movement suite inspired by the story of Joseph Cinque, who in 1839 led a successful revolt aboard the slave ship La Amistad, days after being sold and transported to a sugar plantation in Cuba. The entire album reflects the cultural diversity of the five islands of the Caribbean: Cuba, Puerto Rico, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Jamaica, while simultaneously highlighting the Congolese musical heritage woven into the fabric of each of those diverse nations. It's a high-concept album, it's very musical, and I don't want this to be an overlooked gem. This track is called La Burla de los Congos, again, from Elio Villafranca's album Cinque.
It was 1814 when Joseph Cinque, formerly known as Singbe Pie, a West African man of the Mende people, was born as a free man in the country of Sierra Leone.
You are listening to Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This is our midsummer new music roundup, accompanied by deep thoughts about culture. Next up is rock, Mexican rock. The band is called Le Bucharet. They're from Guadalajara, but they're now based in El Paso. The band is fronted by Teresa Suarez Cosquillo, who goes by the name Terry Genderbender. Now, this band defines what it means to stretch the idea of culture and cultural expression. In a phone conversation from her home in El Paso, Terry Genderbender says she will always identify as Mexican, and she says there's a lot more to cultural identity than just the sounds.
In my particular story is I come from a bicultural background, and it's been a pendulum of going back and forth of feeling shame and then feeling pride. And then luckily enough, I've been staying with the feeling of pride, feeling very proud of my origins, that has infiltrated in my music. And yes, I sing generally in English, but that I don't think that makes any less Latino or at all, because it's all about the storytelling and where it comes from and the intention and the passion, which I think is a very Latino characteristic.
This track is from a 3-song EP the band just put out. It's produced by former Talking Heads member Jerry Harrison. It's called Struggle. Okay, what are your thoughts? We touched on some very deep subjects this week, in addition to hearing some new music. Do we need to redefine how we think about cultural expression, or do the old labels work with just a few adjustments? Let us know what you think. Reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. And don't forget about our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm Felix Contreras. As always, thank you for listening.
As the day can last with a stick. You think you had it hard.